Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Okay, from the Lost to Zane Recordings, I've got an edition from March 23rd, 2017. This is a free view, the full show available on the Patreon. This segment that I'm offering from the free view, though, is one where we play a game called Bet on the Show Trivia or something like that. It's similar to Bet on Ben in the 15 seconds that I listened to it and decided that it would be perfect for the free view. I hope you enjoy it. As I indicated, the full show on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I put up so much material on Patreon. It makes a great accompaniment to the free daily podcast, especially if you're a person who consumes a lot of content in a given day. You know, you do a couple hours on the free podcast and there's got to be something more. I mean, what the heck else are you going to listen to, you know? So Patreon takes care of that with 11, count them, 11 bonus episodes each week, including the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane to sign up. $5 a month is all the audio, $10 a month, all the audio and the video and the live streams. All right, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Try it for 1 month and see what you think. All right, here you go. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings. Time now to play the Eric Zane Show Bet on the Show Trivia Game. Chance for you to win prizes. I think it's kind of like your choice. We've got a lot of things to give away. We got Ben in the studio here. I don't know why I said here.
Here.
Ben, how are you?
I'm good.
Here.
Is it different? Do you get more nervous when you're in this room?
No, it's more comfortable.
Here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's determine who is going to answer the questions. It's always been Bet on Ben. Changing it up this time, first person who got through gets to decide who is answering the questions. Poetically, it has to be one of the leaders of the Zaniacs, the one and only Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Not bad, man. Okay. Who is answering questions on Bet on the Show Trivia?
Ben.
Seriously? You've got to be kidding me.
All right. Well, Ben, I did my best, buddy. I really did. I tried to make it.
What the hell, man?
He thought for a second that he was free.
But I thought actually we were all doing questions today.
Yeah, we had them all ready to go, but there is only one player, so maybe next time. I'll tell you what, the next game, you can't be chosen.
Okay?
It's weak.
Unless we decide differently between now and then.
God.
Which right. could very well happen.
I'm
Julius.
So glad I did homework and got
all
questions
right.
for this.
Quit crying.
All right, the question is,
child,
where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
I'm pretty sure we've had this question.
I butchered that one. We have?
Yeah, right, I'm pretty sure you asked me this.
Well, thank you. I'll take that one out. What is the capital of Mexico?
All right, Jeremy, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to bet against him.
Capital of Mexico.
Mexico City.
Boom.
Pretty sure we heard that one, too.
That's what I get.
I've heard that.
Good job, Ben.
All right, hang on.
That's what you get for choosing me.
Oh,
Wait, he didn't.
He bet against Ben.
Yeah.
So Jeremy's gone.
Sucker.
Sure.
Sorry, Jeremy. See you, buddy.
No, that's all right.
Who is this again? I'm sorry.
John.
All right, Jeff. All right, here we go.
Who are you playing against or playing with? John.
Julian.
Hold on. We have a hold on a second, John. I thought we decided, Julius, that it's...
Oh, I thought each person gets to choose.
So that's what I thought, too.
That's the way you said it yesterday. Every person gets to choose who they play against.
Okay, I thought I made it clear, but maybe not, that, obviously not, that the first person chooses it for the whole game.
Well, yeah, today, yeah, that's what you said.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter to me. We can switch it up if you want.
Yeah, let's switch it up. John wants to bet against me or bet on me.
Okay. Okay.
I'll go with Ben to make him upset.
Great.
That works.
John, here we go.
All right.
The question for Ben. For which fruit is the U.S. state of Georgia famous? John, are you betting on or against Ben?
I'll bet on Ben.
Ben, for which state is the United States, if this is U.S. state of Georgia, famous?
You said for which state is the state famous for?
Sorry. I read that weird. For which fruit is the U.S. state of Georgia famous? John, bet on you.
Yep. It's the peach.
Boom.
You're still alive, John. So you bring in Dave from Middleville. Dave.
How's it going?
Who's going to be asked the question?
Let's go with you.
Ha. Okay.
All right.
Who's asking me a question? Ben, do you want to ask your first question?
Sure. All right. What is the most popular board game of all time?
Dave, are you betting on or against me?
You know, I'll bet against you.
Most popular board game of all time. I am going to guess Monopoly.
Oh.
Still alive, Dave. What's the answer?
Chess.
I was thinking chess or checkers. Hang on, buddy. Tom is up. Tom, who are you playing against? Or who are you? Who's answering the question?
Oh, I want you, Eric.
Okay, buddy.
He wants you.
The king.
Okay.
Who wouldn't?
Mm-hmm. Question is, who was the first navigator to circumnavigate the Earth?
Tom, are you betting on or against me?
I think you got this, so I'm betting with you.
All the way around the Earth.
Need an answer.
Yeah, I know. Amerigo Vespucci.
I think you just wanted to say Vespucci. No, incorrect.
What did he?
Charles Lindbergh.
No.
What is the correct answer?
It's not.
It was Magellan.
Sorry, Tom, because he went with me. He thought I had it, right?
He did, yes.
Okay, sorry, Tom. We're going to say goodbye.
Yeah.
This is Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. You are. Who's answering your question?
Well, me and Ben have a history, so I think I'm going to stick with him.
Oh, boy.
Lamb, veal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
I remember now, Sarah.
Oh, I got one then.
Okay, good.
Oh, no, Julius. Come on.
I need that as a drop, by the way. Okay. Spell rhythm.
Oh, that's right. The spelling thing. I forgot about that. Now, Sarah.
On or against Ben? Can he spell rhythm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Ben. You can spell rhythm. Can't you, Ben?
God.
You sound so angry.
A lot of pressure.
Give him a pen and a pencil so he can write it down first.
Yeah, sure.
R-H-Y-T-H-M.
Wow. Yes.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm a music major.
Sarah, you're still alive.
Awesome.
She sounds very pleasant to me.
Yes.
Passive aggressive.
I kind of like it. I kind of like her, like, bossing people around on here. It's fun.
Sexy.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Okay, you survived the first round. Round two is up. Who is answering your question on Bet on the Show Trivia?
Julius.
Okay.
All right, Julius, question for you. In which city was Martin Luther King assassinated in 1968? Question for Julius. In which city was Martin Luther King assassinated in 1968? John, are you betting on or against Julius?
I'll bet against Julius.
Cool. Memphis.
Boom. Sorry, John. Cool. We're down to two. This is where it always gets foggy for me. Yes. Dave and Sarah are left. Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should, too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Let's bring Dave in here. Dave, who's answering your question?
Let's go with Julius this time.
Ben, do you have a question?
I do.
For Julius.
Who was the lead singer for the rock and roll band The Crickets?
That question again, please.
Who was the lead singer for the rock and roll band The Crickets?
Dave, are you betting on or against Julius?
Against.
You're betting against him.
Yes.
I have no idea. I'm going to say Johnny Ramone. Obviously.
Dave, you're still alive. Correct answer, Ben?
Buddy Holly.
Oh. See, I like Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he was part of the Crickets. I've never heard of the Crickets.
Well, Helen, the song that you produced
for the everyday. Yeah. That's them.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it isn't.
I thought that was.
He never like broke away from the Crickets. It wasn't like One Direction where the Crickets went one way and Buddy Holly went the other. Hang on, Dave. You're still alive. Let's bring back Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Okay, Sarah.
If she gets this wrong, Dave is the winner.
Yes. Sarah, who is answering your question?
Pressure.
Sorry.
That's okay. Let's see. Julius. I love you, Ben, but I'm going to go with Julius.
All right.
Works for me.
Works for me.
Julius.
Yes.
The llama belongs to the family of animals commonly called what?
How specific are we going with this?
I can only read you the question.
Okay.
I cannot answer your questions. The llama belongs to the family of animals commonly called what? Sarah, are you betting on or against Julius? That was so...
Can he consult with a phone-a-friend?
No.
No.
There's no lifelines in this.
Family of what? Like, family of horses, cats, dogs?
That's what... we're asking.
I will ask the question again.
Yeah, please ask the question again.
And the llama belongs to the family of animals, commonly called what?
Okay, well, is she betting on me or against
me? Yeah, Sarah, what is your bet?
I'm going to bet on you, Julius.
What?
Because you are smart. No, stop it. You are smart. Come on, make a logical guess. No,
stop.
You are so smart, and you read a lot of books in your Hungarian.
Not about llamas, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to say, I mean, are you looking for camel? I'm going to go with camel or alpaca. I'm going to go camel.
And who's laughing? Ben?
No.
Yeah, it's Ben. It's Ben. Ben's laughing.
Okay,
that was a mean question.
Him.
Okay, there's a lot of complaining going on now. You bet on Julius, yeah. And his answer.
I did because I have faith in him.
His answer was camel, and you heard him and Han, camel, alpaca, whatever. He's correct. It is a camel.
See,
what an upset!
Awesome.
You did it, Sarah. You're still alive. Let's go back to Dave. Okay, Dave, that was something. Dave, who's answering your question?
Let's go with Julius again.
All right.
Ben, you have the floor.
Yes. What is a group of lions called?
I will bet with Julius.
Dave is betting with Julius. Julius.
A pride?
That's correct. Dave's still alive. Sarah. Again, you have to get it right to force another round. You get it wrong, Dave's the winner. Who is answering your question?
I'm going to go with you, Zane.
Mm-hmm. All right. So one of you two.
All right. Spell playwright. Playwright. Is he going to get that right or wrong? Are you betting with or against him?
I'm betting with Zane. He's going to get that right.
Okay.
Right, Zane?
I sure hope so.
Right?
Right.
Playwright.
If you don't get this right, Dave is the winner.
If you don't get this right, you won't see the pretty little sign of Perfect Teeth Sarah flashing her sign for you at the Griffin's
game. That's right.
Game.
Flash something else.
Oh, gosh. Pressure.
Sorry, Sarah. I'm going to try my hardest, I swear. And you're a great listener, and thank you for those nice signs. Okay.
Playwright.
Playwright. Playwright.
Yes.
Oh, hang on, Sarah. We go back to Dave. Dave, who is answering your question?
We'll go with Julius again.
Julius, which guitarist is known as Slowhand? Name the guitarist known as Slowhand. Dave, are you betting on or against Julius?
Let's bet against him.
Which guitarist is known as Slowhand?
I'm going to say... I have no idea. Jimi Hendrix.
Sorry. And that matches up with Dave. He betted against you. It's Eric Clapton.
Ah.
Hang on, Dave. Go back to Sarah. Sarah, who's answering your question?
Well, since I've worked through all of you boys, I guess I'll go back to Ben.
Ben.
Yes.
I got one.
Julius.
Oh, boy.
What is the main kind of alcohol the traditional martini is made out of?
Okay, now you got this, Ben, because you drink.
Yeah, but I'm not a woman. I'm a man.
I'm not a woman.
Men drink martinis? Come on. Sarah.
Shaken, not stirred.
Are you betting on or against Ben?
I'm going to bet on you, Ben.
Feel bad for you.
Stop. Just think it. Come on.
Gin.
Oh, my God. Yes.
See? I'm just so excited.
Hang on, Sarah.
Wish I had my sound effects.
All right, Dave. This is epic. Who is your teammate? Who's answering the question?
We're going to go with Julius one more time.
Julius, name the reggae singing star who died the 11th of May, 1981.
I will bet with Julius.
Bob Marley.
There it is.
Easy.
Sarah, who's answering your question?
Ben again.
All right.
The pressure.
In golf, if you shoot two strokes under par on a hole, what is that called?
Sarah, on or against Ben?
I'm betting on you, Ben.
Once again, if she gets this wrong, Dave is the winner.
If Ben gets it wrong, I'm the loser.
A double birdie.
Double birdie?
No. Sorry, no.
Sarah.
Oh, we have a winner.
Sarah, we made it so far with you, but unfortunately...
Yeah, you picked the wrong person.
Ben has failed.
No, it's okay, Ben.
Yeah.
It's an eagle.
It is.
I thought that was three under par.
Nope.
Sarah,
I don't know if anyone ever really gets it. No, that's a double eagle. It's very rare, though.
Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the game. Sorry about that.
Yeah, good thing you won't see me.
No, I won't see you because you don't have tickets now. Well, maybe another game.
Should have been someone else.
Bring Dave back in. Hey, Dave, you did it, man.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
Nice. We'll see you at the game, okay, buddy?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Hang on, man. That's that. Another edition of Bet on Ben. Or I should say, now it's known as Bet on the Show. Fantastic.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane if you want the full show. All right, folks. Have a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye.